coach, just reading the books here. Just kind of what's the feeling like now? Kind of obviously still pretty in the moment here now that it's freshly over with the spring showcase, but just kind of what's the feeling like really now?
Well, a lot of things are almost over. There's a lot of mixed emotions. We're working really hard to learn how to, focus, zero in, eliminate distractions. That's really hard at this course, of the season with the two windows in the portal. But we came out here, I thought, it's interesting, the eye in the sky don't lie. And I very rarely have said this to you guys. I always have comments. I really want to get my eyes on this tape. You know, I thought the four jumps, that's not smart, tough football. That's not line up, make them beat you. Okay, and then the two turnovers is just not, it's not going to be plus 19, and we're going to need to play clean, tough football this year. So those are disappointing. You know, the two-minute drives, some run after catch things. You know, in the live periods, you obviously got a chance to see, Miles do a thing or two. Isaiah St. Romain showed up today. You know, he would have had five catches. I think Crumbie or Darius broke the one ball up. So my initial reaction is that we've had a good spring, but we've got to have a little bit better urgency in trying to win this race to maturity, because we're going to need some younger people to step up and play.
What do you see from the futures today? Some of them get their first reps in the Fargo Dome here. Just kind of what were your thoughts from there?
Well, I was real curious and real eager to watch some of those young guys. Are they just still, athletically, is the natural movement? Are they willing to hit? I think that's there. But when you have old linemen, kind of playing together for the first time in the futures group, and then even the twos are a little bit departed right now, it's so difficult to go 5 for 5. You might get four guys doing the right thing and one guy breaks down and everybody's, well, that play call sucks. And so just that them playing for each other and playing for each other is going to be so critical. I thought the futures offensively, moved the ball a little bit. Maybe they won that battle today and the defense, like maybe we all thought, was a little bit ahead of the one offense.
Helmet communications now full time. How did that go this spring?
I thought, it went really good this spring. Very little mechanical issues, very little software, all that technology stuff was really clean. And then I thought today we had one situation where we got the play call in with 11, we made a hurry call and we still worked out. So I thought Dan operated pretty good today. That was as live of a situation as we can be in when it's, you're not moving the chains and you're resetting the ball. And so the quarterbacks have handled that pretty good. Defensively, I still think, Grant is intelligent, right? Far smarter than anybody on our staff. He'll figure out how he wants to use it, and I think that'll be tied mostly to situational football, end of half 2 minute, end of game 2 minute, maybe 4 minute situations, keep guys in bounds, those kind of things. And so defensively, they got to figure out, are they going to signal the defense or are they going to call it in and communicate it?
Goodbye signals, huh? You're not going to miss that?
I'm not going to miss it at all, just because I've never been into the sign stealing stuff, and anytime I've been on a staff, I won't say names, I had a guy that was really into it. I felt like that distracted us from focusing on what we do well and dictating the terms of the fight to our opponent, and then rather than digging in on their signals. And how does it help you? If you can't get the information to the quarterback, it doesn't matter. And so I'm really good with all the offensive signals being gone, or at least, the play calls and the go fast stuff. I'm really excited about the situational football and the amount of information we're going to be able to give to the guys.
I mentioned the portal. Got 4 hours left or so here, or like whatever the number is.
Well, I can tell you, I'm not going to sit at my desk and calm my foot. I'm going to get up there by the seniors and just enjoy them. I think Cole touched on, we're going to have enough guys that are going to look at us like, coach me, coach, I want to be great. And then we're going to continue to pour into those people. Anybody that departs or has bad body language, we're gonna refocus and recenter our energy on the guys that want to be coached. But Mike, I just would be lying if I said it doesn't affect you. It wears on you. It wears on your ability to do this, that, and the other thing. The one thing that's been really comforting for me is I've just dug in and recruited high school. And we can do that at a high level, and that's been going really well.
Coach, you got to see players like Miles and whatnot out of your futures. What's it mean to be able to see them get out on the field and run around with the ball?
Well, it's really good to get young people out there and young people into our program, to help them through mistakes, to help them continue this process of winning the race to maturity. That's just it. I think Miles now is in position to compete. At quarterback, Xander is now in position to be able to process and maybe just go out there and throw the ball loosely, and then we'll, compete in the spring. But man, you shrink that gap a little bit. I'm a little more open to that now than I was 18 months ago. Let's bring on these young guys, get them here as fast as possible. Let's get them to be Bison. But they gotta be they gotta come from the right family. They gotta be mature enough. They gotta wanna do it. And then academically, they have to be in a really good position in order to come to campus early.
how much activity you think could be this with this roster in terms of addition now going forward
for
the next month?
We're being really proactive. I would be shocked if we're not adding 3 to 4. Okay, and that's not necessarily always as it appears. You know, it could be, you know, a walk-on guy. It could be something that falls in our lap that we're working on that's really exciting. And then I think, like, the D-tackle position, guys, you know, it is hard out there to find the caliber of a third or fourth year player that we've developed to come in here and step here and own that role in a hurry. And I do think it's going to be a long couple, 2-3 weeks for some of these kids when they find out the writing on the wall that there's not as much opportunity out there. And so we'll continue to be open-minded. I've always wanted guys to be here at the start of summer. I think I'm open to them being here if they're here at the beginning of July. Maybe they ain't ready until week 4, but we'll use them in week 15 if we get the opportunity to play that deep.
Hey, Coach, and I was wondering, you know, what, regardless of the portal additions or subtractions, you know, what are the big things you're looking to kind of accomplish over the next 2 months while there isn't much activity going on?
Well, there's a ton of activity going on in our world. Tuesday night, I'll be hitting the road. I'm going to circle back every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday here to be available for a portal recruit to come on campus. We're going to stay proactive with that. There's going to be some noise now in the recruiting world. We're going to get in front of these guys like we did last year. And it sped up another month or so faster again. I think the competitive spirit from the region is much better in the recruiting world right now. And so we're going to have to, pump it a little bit. I'm looking forward to getting to work on the recruiting class, the official visits in June. We got a wonderful camp. Our youth camp is going to be unbelievable this year with some new additions. And then I'm going to tell you, I appreciate you showing up with a sports coat and a tie.
Appreciate it, man.
Young guy, man. He's out sharpening you.
We'll get better next time.
Good question.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.